Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, you can get the latest from practice throughout the week right now on our YouTube channel. You get that with our buddy Daryl Ryder. He recaps each and every practice, each and every game. He features the best highlights from the coaches and the players during their media sessions, and he has all the on-the-field action. So you can subscribe to the 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube right now. Get all of the latest from Daryl Ryder on the Browns throughout the football season. Or you can just listen here in the next 30 seconds, because he's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, and he's sitting right here.
Oh, my God. It is just an honor and pleasure.
Wow.
To have the great Daryl Ryder sitting across from me right now. Jeff, I feel like we've hit the jackpot.
It's a post-game Brownie Bites reunion right now.
Yes, it is. I'm sorry that I had to miss this week's Brownie Bites. I do apologize for that. But I heard your ratings were through the roof, so congratulations on that.
You missed a lot.
Well, there were plenty of things. As I walked away, I was like, man, I wish I didn't have to leave, because I thought this would have been a fun Brownie Bites to do. I kind of want to go back and rehash some of the game before we get into what the future is here. What were your thoughts on the end of that game the other day? I'm just still floored by the fact you take the hottest quarterback you've had in a while off the field for the two-point conversion.
Yeah, and they're stuck on this Quinshon Judkins direct snap in the short, I guess, goal-to-go situations. And look, they've had success with it. I understand that. But clearly the Tennessee Titans also watched some film. I realize they came in with just one win, but they watched some film. They seemed to sniff that one out pretty well.
Were they trying for the twist to Larvadan? Was it actually supposed to go to him, do you think?
I have no idea what the hell they were trying to do, honestly.
I'm not going to lie. I mean, how much trust do you really have in Larvadan after the way he's been struggling to receive punts?
Well, the only trust.
And I like Larvadan too. It's hard for me to say this.
It's easy for me to say. I love the selective accountability that Kevin Stefanski seems to have these days. Right, you've got Wyatt Teller apparently wasn't playing up to snuff, so they had to
bring in Tevin Jenkins.
They had to rotate him in and out. Right. Meanwhile, Gage Larvadan can't catch a punt to save his life. He's got a better shot catching a cold. And they just keep running that dude out there.
Can I throw in one thought?
What?
Young guys? They looking at the young guys?
It blows my mind in some respects. But, this is what they're choosing to do. And, here's the other thing. There's this impression that I'm just like anti-analytics. I'm not. I'm all about whatever gives you a competitive advantage. The problem that I have with it...
You like points, don't you?
Yeah, I like points, and I also, there is no competitive advantage for the Cleveland Browns. I just think we need to accept that. They're the Browns. There is no competitive advantage. Stop trying to outsmart everybody, okay? You don't have the personnel to be able to do what, the Philadelphia Eagles do. See, the Philadelphia Eagles have a really good football team, so they can afford to take risks on two-point conversions and things like that, because that's what the spreadsheet tells them to do. You don't. Okay, so stop trying to do that stuff. The data is great.
Put points
on the
board.
Their application of the data stinks, okay? since they've gone to this model, which again, it's modern football. I'm not against it, but I'm against their application because their application does not help them win. They outsmart nobody. Okay? They've had 8 losing seasons in the 10 years that they've gone to this data-driven model. Okay? And 6 of those have been of the double-digit loss variety. So what advantage are these advanced analytics giving you? I would say none. It's not help. You're still losing at the same clip you lost at before you went to the model. You have to have the personnel to run it. Then you can apply the data and you can get cute and creative with, okay, this says we should go for 2 here for the following reasons. Otherwise, kick the extra point, and then if you do score another touchdown, then make the decision, are we going for the tie or are we going to go for the win? Because if you fail right out of the gate, the decision's already made for you on the next touchdown, which is exactly what happened to them on Sunday, and I'm flatly against that.
Mary Kay Cabot was just with us. She said Andrew Berry's had his best draft, which I would agree with.
Yes.
And said that he should be feeling pretty good. That goes back to me for, okay, what have you done for me lately? Because the first 5 drafts didn't impress a whole lot of people.
He found very little in the first 5 drafts. He found Grant Delpit. He found...
But he also he also lost 3 first-round picks.
Yeah.
Whether that's his fault or not.
Right, but he's found guys in later rounds here, Andy, this year.
The next offensive lineman he drafts that's worth anything will be the first. The first receiver that he drafts that's worth anything will be the first.
If he's able to nail later round picks this year, what happened in the previous 5? But let me give you this. If it's what have you done for me lately, I would think Andrew's sitting pretty and Kevin is not.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
I would think so, and okay. And I don't know necessarily that the coaching staff and the front office are still on the same page. I mean, you got Bubba Ventrone taking shots in his press conference last week, talking about the condition of the roster, which forces him to put Gage Larvin in out there on punt returns, even though, again, the kid can't catch punts. He struggles with it.
Which is generally a job requirement.
Right. So that's, I think, that's a hint of a problem there. And I don't think Bubba does that without sign-off from Kevin. Because Kevin's his boss. I mean, if you want to get into like nitty-grit, right? Yeah. Kevin Stefanski's Bubba Ventrone's boss. So, and obviously Andrew Berry is, in some respects, Kevin Stefanski's boss, even though Kevin...
They both answer to the owner.
They both answer to ownership. But I can't imagine... And Kevin, after the Joe Flacco trade, came out and said, yeah, there was not a world in which I thought that Joe Flacco was being traded this year. And also keep in mind, they traded the guy that Kevin thought he was going to start a quarterback in training camp, Kenny Pickett, because Kenny got hurt. And so they went and sent him to the Raiders for a 5th-round pick.
And even
because, you know, the Browns needed an extra 5th-round pick.
2 extra ones, Flacco. but there's this. Andrew is getting kudos for drafting young guys.
Yeah.
Kevin's been forced to play young guys, which is coaching suicide.
Yeah, well, they started, I think, if I remember correctly, on the 53.
More snaps of rookies, right?
Well, they started the season with 13 of the 53 were rookies between draft picks and undrafted free agents.
Isaiah Bond.
That's tough from a roster management standpoint. Yeah. Now, Kevin was asked about it yesterday. You guys heard it on the Zoom call, where he said, hey, you know, if they're on the 53, that means we trust and believe and have faith that they're going to go out there and do the job. But let's be honest about it. That's all well and good, but that's also not reality. The kids make mistakes, and some of the kids aren't, frankly, ready to play at this level. But that's the route that they went, and that's why if anyone is shocked that this team is sitting here 3-10, well, I kind of feel like that's on you.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
If you are,
do you think
that was the Baskin heavy side?
I know.
He knows it. What does Shador, and we talked about this too, what does Shador need to make the Browns believe they don't need to draft a quarterback in the first round next year?
Play the next 4 weeks like he just played against the Titans. Now, I'm not saying he's got to put up those numbers, 360 plus, right. You know, account for 4 touchdowns, right? I'm not saying that. But play that way. And what I mean is he...
Turn it loose and go for it?
Yeah, not only turn it loose and go for it, but the throws that he... Because I went back and I watched it again this morning. I watched it twice yesterday. Man, that was fun to watch him play quarterback. The interception was awful, and I will grant you that. It's really the only mistake he made in that game. The footwork needs some polishing. There's no question about that, but I think that's going to come with time. The three touchdown passes were just absolute beautiful dimes.
The pass to Judy was sweet,
thread the needle between 4 defenders, right. On that. I mean, that was, and he hit him in stride, and Judy was it. Basically, that was the throw he should have made the week before that got Judy all angry and upset with him on the sideline.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So kudos to both of them for getting on the same page within a week and turning that mistake a week ago into 7 points this past game. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think I would rather them, honestly, where I'm at right now, I would, because I think there's something with Shador. I'm not sitting here saying he's the franchise saver, he's the long-lost franchise quarterback we've been waiting for. But there's something with this kid.
You want to see more, don't you?
Yeah.
I know I do.
Yeah, and you're devastated we're not seeing Gabriel right now. I can feel how.
Well, let's put it this way. If Dylan Gabriel was on that field, they would have lost the game like 31-6 if he would have played on Sunday. Okay? Shador came back from double-digit.
So you're saying they wouldn't have had offense with him, huh?
No.
I'm absolutely surprised by your take on that.
He's not an NFL quarterback. Don't know what to tell you.
He speaks highly of
what?
You.
Wow, that's a revelation. I've never heard you say anything like that before.
And by the way, Shador is showing you that with the way he's playing. He's doing this already, right? I mean, just look at the progression from the first time he took the field against Baltimore versus what you saw against Tennessee. You saw no progression with Dylan Gabriel, okay? Now, you were able to say, hey, he's doing the same thing Dylan was with the check downs and not seeing the lanes down the field and all that. Well, he's starting to see some of those lanes. He's starting to build some of that trust with those receivers, and that's why yesterday when Mary Kay asked him right out of the gate, hey, are you ready to say Shador is going to start the rest of the season? And Kevin gave a one-word answer. He just said yes. And that's, okay, now Kevin...
Is it hard for him to say that? We were talking about this at the beginning of the show.
Here's the
thing. Is it hard for Kevin to commit to the fact that Sanders is the guy he needs to start for the rest of the season?
I don't know why that needed to be a one-word answer. I don't know why Kevin couldn't have said yes.
Is it that he doesn't... So people misread that. They misread it as he hates him. He doesn't like him. Is that the truth, or is it he just doesn't want to give anybody credit for anything, especially a rookie?
I just don't think he wants to say anything.
Andy was leading everybody there.
I wasn't leading anybody anywhere. I'm just telling you what I thought. I think it's very difficult for Kevin to say anything about any player.
Yes.
Any player.
It's very hard for him to compliment anyone, and it's very
hard. Unless you're the punter, other than when you get the punts blocked.
Let me finish.
And Miles.
And it's also hard for him to criticize anyone.
Well, that's true.
I want to be fair about that.
Yeah, that's true.
This isn't like he really doesn't want to say anything about anyone, but he knows he has to do these media availabilities 3-4 times a week, so he's got to fill the time. But it's very difficult for him to single any player out either in a positive fashion or a negative fashion. That's just how he is.
That's like if I said, Daryl Ryder, you look like you need a shave right now. You would say, Well, you know, it's not so much Daryl, it's his razor blades, but ultimately it's on me. You know, it's my fault that Daryl needs a shave.
Which, by the way, that's what Bubba needed to say last Thursday.
That he needs a shave?
No, about the special teams unit. Instead of saying the roster, he should have said, we're coaching it, I got to coach it better, I got to keep coaching it hard. And that's what he should have said instead of saying, well, the condition of the roster being what it is, that's what we have to work with. So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He didn't take the Kevin Stefanski route with that, and it made him look bad, made the front office look bad.
But if you're living on borrowed time, does it matter anyway?
Yeah, well, we're assuming he's living on borrowed time. Just because we think that's what's going to happen doesn't mean it's going to happen. Keep that in mind. Because I think that yes,
all three coordinators back next year. Then
I don't know. I think Jim Schwartz should get consideration for a head coaching job. As much as I would hate to lose him here, selfishly, and honestly, if they make a change here, he should totally be considered for this job if it opens up too. We're all like, I think that loss to the Titans was totally a fireable offense in the way because Kevin has mismanaged a couple of games this year. And I think it's getting to a point where you've done all you can do here. But just because I think that and believe that and feel that, and that's nothing against, I love Kevin and respect him tremendously, but I just think that the time has come for, after 6 years, maybe someone else to come in here and do something. But there's no guarantee that's happening.
Daryl, that's a valid thought.
Yeah.
That's a valid thought. We've said this, you know, for a long time on the show. You don't survive a 3-win season followed by a 4, 5, or 6 win season.
Or a 3, because I don't think they're winning another game. The only game I think they're going to win now, potentially, that I think they have a shot, is Cincinnati in the season finale, depending on
who they start.
Well, no, depending on where the Bengals are at and if they even care about the game. You know what I mean? Like,
they might start flat.
Yeah, but they always seem to care about the game when we play them at the end of the season. Yeah. We tend to not care.
Yeah, you know, I don't think they're beating the Bears. They're not going to beat the Bills. You can't speak in absolutes because that's why they play the games. It's highly unlikely they're going to beat the Bears. It's highly unlikely they're going to beat the Bears, or the Bills, I should say. And it's highly unlikely they're going to beat the Steelers, right? So the last game on the schedule is the Bengals. And while that is the one team in this division that this franchise, for some reason, actually looks like they belong on the same field with.
Can you look into your crystal ball here for a second for me? Look in that crystal ball. Who is the general? Is the general manager the same general manager as we have today? Season starts next year.
Yeah. I think so.
Coach. Head coach, look in that crystal ball. What do you see?
I think there's a chance that there's a different coach here next year.
And what about starting quarterback next year?
If I'm being prisoner of the moment right now, I would go into next year unless there's an opportunity out there this coming off season. Conditions being what they are, I'd rather use the first round picks on an offensive lineman and a wide receiver and still draft a quarterback somewhere. But
have a young quarterback, Deshaun Watson under contract.
Give Shador an opportunity, have Dylan be the backup. And then if, you know, everything goes, you know where, then Deshaun is there if you need him.
He's on the team next year.
He has to be on the team. Like, I don't know
money wise, it just kills
I just me. I don't understand where some of this stuff comes from. Like, I don't know. I realize we all have content to fill and whatnot, but
or context to have.
No, I mean there isn't a world in which Deshaun Watson is not on the roster next year. He has to be. Like,
so he retires?
No, I mean he has to be on the roster because of salary cap management. He's going to be on the roster until March of 2027, barring another restructure. They put a dummy year for 2027. It's worth like $1.25 million, something like that, just so they could make him a post-June 1 cut in March of 2027 so that they can divide the cap hit over 27 and 28. You're not really rid with the Deshaun Watson problem, if you will, the accounting problem, until the 2028 cap year.
We have 15 seconds. If Deshaun's on the team next year, which I think he will be too, is it a competition at quarterback between Shador and Deshaun?
I hope not.
Okay.
I hope it's just we're going to go in with Shador. And again, that's assuming there's no opportunity pops up and they bring someone else in. I hope they go in with just Shador, Dillon's your backup, and then Deshaun is the, if everything goes south and we need to put a third quarterback on the field for the third, fourth, fifth straight year, he's the guy.
Thank you, Daryl Ryder.
Thank you,
buddy. Appreciate you. We're watching you on YouTube channel. And, of course, those brownie bites are killing it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.